It's a nice hoppy beer.
It's episode 181, and we've got plugins for Gravity Forms data, SMTP email capability, post-author meta removal, Genesis custom headers, and a cool way to get your site to look like Pinterest with a simple plugin and a short code. All coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Great to be back on another episode.
Well, yeah, lots of love fun coming to you from the Great White North, where it's not white up here. It's very nice and summery for all our Americans out there. It's about 80 degrees for the rest of the world. It's about 22 degrees Celsius. No, 28 degrees Celsius, sorry.
Gotcha. Well, I'm about that same level here. We're having a pretty decent summer, though the projects have kept me very, very busy and haven't really had much time to enjoy it yet.
Well, Gotta enjoy the hot weather and some beer. So let's get off with just the usual stuff right off the top. Don't forget you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we would greatly appreciate you taking the time to stop in at Stitcher Radio or the iTunes Store and giving us a review.
Absolutely. Every review counts. It helps us within the rankings and helps to kind of kill off some of those other dead and infrequent podcasts. Also, remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z. And we definitely appreciate all the retweets and all the questions and things like that. The website does automatically kind of retweet some of the older archive shows, but they're still relevant within the WordPress community. So we appreciate all of you out there that have been helping us to build the audience.
All right. And of course, don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. Make our living using WordPress. I myself, if you broke it, I can fix it. Or someone else broke it for you, I can still fix it. Or if you're looking to find that functionality, you just can't quite figure out how to get it to work, has become one of my specialties, finding and getting that functionality into the website and making it work the way it's supposed to. So you can reach me, John, at wppro.ca, or you can give me a quick call at 818-850-7729, as so many people have done in the last couple of weeks. I greatly appreciate all you people calling me.
Just like that line that Sean Penn delivered in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I've got this
ultimate set of tools. I can fix it.
I don't remember that, but I did watch the movie back when it was brand new. date myself.
I'll get the clip. I'll get that clip for next show. Well, speaking of wild and crazy, the guys over at GoDaddy have given us a pretty crazy plugin code to use for $2.95.com domains. If you use plugin 295, you'll get that exact deal. That's right, a .com domain for just under $3. Do it right now while you're listening to the show. GoDaddy.com plugin 295 will get you that deal.
All right. And this week we have another piece of listener feedback. It's Joe with some great suggestions for us. So take it away, Joe.
Hey, Marcus and John. Love the show. Just thinking after listening to your last one, it'd be great if maybe you dedicated a complete show to caching plugins. Definitely seems to be something of interest in the WordPress community and would look forward to it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, doing a show on caching plugins would be possible considering how many there are now and how many I have tested and abandoned for any number of reasons. But yeah, it would be actually pretty interesting to do, you know, let people know what's happening. And it wouldn't be a bad idea for me to go re-review some of them to see if they've gotten any better or worse.
Yeah, you know, caching plugins to me, I don't really use them too much because I am of the mindset that a better host and a fast host will make up for a slow cache.
Oh, always.
Am I wrong in that?
No, you're not wrong. It's like I rarely use a caching plugin. It's like the reason caching plugin got stuck on our website at WP Plugins was it wasn't because of the server, because, well, it's my server, so I know the speed. It's something about using numerous short codes was slowing it down. So we had to do something with it. And that seems to be a drawback of using lots of short codes that I'm discovering when I use too many short codes. So that's something to think about. But caching can help you if you've done something that's slows it down and the server just can't compensate for it.
Sure. Well, we appreciate your suggestion, Joe. And, you know, John and I will talk it over and maybe we can come up with some for a future show.
Just might be able to. All right. Anything else? News, information this week? Doesn't look like it.
No, just trucking along with WordPress Beta 1 as far as, you know, version 4.0. A lot of new capabilities added to the mix, a little bit more with the media player, some enhanced O embed or something like that capabilities as far as they're going to add stuff like SoundCloud and things like that. So you just add the link and it embeds the entire thing for you. You don't even have to use the embed code. So that's pretty cool parts of WordPress core that we're looking forward to with the August release.
Cool. And I do have one last minute piece of information. It looks like we have hit a little bit of stardom out there. One of my acquaintances local here, he just released himself a new plugin. He put it out to his community to say, hey, what can I do to get this promoted? Somebody suggested back at him, contact John Overall over at WP Plugins A to Z. So, and he's like, oh, I already know him. So thank you, everyone, who is referring people and developers to us when they're looking for ways to promote and showcase their plugins. Greatly appreciated.
Yeah, it's nice. It's really nice to be able to kind of, you know, see the new ray guns that come out, you know, from a premium perspective, you know, before even sometimes that the plugin gets to get used. So pretty cool.
All right. Well, I guess that takes us up to meat and potatoes time in the show, eh?
Yep, let's rock and roll.
Off we go. All right, the first plugin I've got here today is a Gravity Forms add-on. And what this one's for, and as many of you out there who have finally seen the light and switched from all those other form plugins to the one that actually does virtually everything you need, Gravity Forms, this plugin is called Gravity Forms Data Persistence. And this is one of the minor flaws in Gravity Forms in that if you use multi-part forms, in other words, they fill out one page, they hit next, they go to another page, they hit next, and on, if they do that and they decide to abandon the form in the middle or their browser crashes, freezes, you know, these things happen, they come back to you. Well, all the previous data they have entered is lost, so they have to start from square one. That may cause a few people to completely abandon it entirely. Well, this plugin here solves that problem for you by keeping the data intact for people and using a course cookie or some other, the word slipped right out of my head. It's gone. Anyway, by using a cookie or something to help maintain it when they log back onto the website and they can pick up where they left off and continue on their way, not losing all that previously entered data. So anyway, this is a great plugin, very simple, lazy. All you do is install it, activate it, and it works. I gave it a good test on my own site where I have a couple of multi-part forms. So for a little while, it's been a while, I have to give this one a 5 Dragon rating.
Very nice. Very nice indeed. That's pretty cool, especially for the multi-page forms. That you're not making people go back over and over. Now, John, does it do things like maintain persistence all the time throughout forms or just that particular form? Now, I think it would be cool if someone were to come back for a reorder and it would actually know, you know, within that or, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it fills it out for them the next time they come back on page one.
No, I don't know.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, let's talk about a new plugin that I found that's absolutely awesome. It's called WP Masonry. Now, it is a the one I'm talking about here is going to be the pro version, but there's a light version also that you can use that also is pretty cool. I mean, it does everything that the pro version does except for a couple of things, and I'll go over those. It basically converts your entire site into Pinterest. It's that kind of block thing where you can stack things one on top of the other. But this is cool because it's short code based. So if you've got a full width theme or something like that, and you've got one of those widget areas, you can stick a short code in there, and then it kind of populates with either 2, 3, 4, 5 columns of all your posts. You can custom order the posts based on either date or views or even you know, any other kind of metric as far as the categories that you'd like to display. It's got an Ajax load more button on the bottom. Pretty cool. So here's some of the things that the pro version does. It allows infinite scroll. So when someone keeps scrolling down, it automatically loads. You can enable or disable responsive theme capabilities. And it has a couple more type of themes that you can put together too, and has things like WooCommerce stuff and stuff that you can use for support. And then, you know, it has all kinds of different layout customizations. So I really thought this was a cool advance that let me use an existing client site to display really nice posts in sort of a Pinterest style, but I didn't have to really use the wrecking ball to trash an entire theme just to get something to look cool. So I gave this one a perfect 5 out of 5.
That can be very useful for bringing in your post and displaying. I like that.
Definitely. It's really nice.
I have to give that a try. I've been looking at something to try on my own site through my redesign. Okay. Now, the next one, I have to, you know, every once in a while bring back and remind everyone, yes, I am a gamer, in particular, World of Warcraft. And I tripped across a new World of Warcraft style plugin. And this one here is, of course, since I don't get to play Warcraft much anymore, but Blizzard introduced a new game a few months back that is based on that, and they called it Hearthstone, a bit like Magic the Gathering card game, but based on Warcraft and totally online. Well, what this plugin does, if you happen to be someone who writes about what this game is and you start describing the cards and naming the cards, well, it automatically detects the name of the card in your site. And when that happens, it pulls all the information from probably the Warcraft database and brings an overlay. When someone mouses over the name, it overlays a picture of the card and they get a bit of a description so they can kind of check it out. So for you gamers out there that are playing Hearthstone, and you're talking about it, this is a pretty cool plugin to add into your WordPress website. It works pretty simply, but of course, well, it's just a gamer's one, so gave it a 3 dragon rating.
God, you're going to cost us an iTunes star now. Well, it is a plugin, so
it is a plugin, and what can I say?
Creative license there.
I'm the gamer.
Yep. All right, let's talk about emailing from WordPress. What happens typically, John, when you have a shared host and you're trying to send email out of WordPress, maybe to through a newsletter or things like that? Generally it goes nowhere, right?
Yeah.
So what happens is if you've got something like you know, some shared third-party host, something like that, and one guy on your block, on your C block there,
yep,
happens to be a massive spammer, then you're going to get punished too. So this will help you out. This is called Turbo SMTP, and it helps you to configure it so that you can use your own genuine email account to send out from WordPress. Plain and simple. Real easy to configure. Works every single time once you get it configured. And I gave it a great rating of 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I'm finding you have to do that more and more these days with the way the spam traps out there work. They say, you happen to be in a bad neighborhood. Well, it sucks to be you.
Yeah, exactly. So don't risk it. I know it's like I'm getting notifications from my own website to me in my spam box.
Yeah.
So
that's always kind of interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the last one I've got for you here, and this one is for you Genesis users out there. And this is a Genesis-specific plugin, and it's called Genesis Custom Headers. And this is an excellent plugin to use with your Genesis theme. And what it does for you is it allows you to create a custom header that sits below the universal header of your website. And you can create it on a page-by-page basis. And so you can have a different header on different pages. It works with custom post types. It works with pages and posts. It allows you to put up slideshows using the short codes, custom HTML, iframes, videos. You can run scripts in there. There's a lot of uses for this plugin that I have found. And the one caveat, though, is you must be using a Genesis framework. But other than that, this turned out to be a real excellent plugin, and I gave this a 5 Dragon rating.
Nice. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
but I think I might have you beat.
Oh, quite possible.
I might have you beat, John.
All right, let's see what we got.
All right. You know, one of the things that I really hate about WordPress, John, do you know what they are?
That it's so easy to use? No, just kidding.
Yeah. No, what I can't stand is that WordPress still treats itself like a blog.
Ah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Every time you make a post, it has the author, the date. Mm. You click the author's name. It says the author.
Yes.
Sometimes I just want to make a site.
Yes.
Sometimes I don't want to have that author stuff, especially on client sites.
Yes.
That I'm the admin. And then clients, it says posted by, you know, whatever your nickname is. They click the nickname, and then there's me.
Mm-hmm.
My gravatar. So this is a plugin that's lazy and effective. It is called WP Author Date and Meta Remover. It basically takes everything out as far as the date, the author, all of that stuff. One click, gone.
Very nice.
Rating, 5 out of 5.
Very nice. There, it's nice to have an easy way. There's many times where I have to go add the code necessary to the functions file to remove that stuff.
Yeah, and it looks ugly. And there's other plugins that I've seen that take the date out, but then it still leaves the admin or just takes the by nobody. You know, it's just stupid.
I can't say it's one reason why I enjoy Genesis themes is they have a simple short code you dump in to remove it. So.
Yeah, absolutely. But sometimes, you know, I'm not using Genesis.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
This works either way.
All right, so I covered up here the Gravity Forms data persistence, which I gave a 5 Dragon to, a great way to keep them forms fresh for people when they disappear from your site. I also covered up the Hearthstone cards, which I gave a 3 Dragon rating to for all you Hearthstone gamers. And then, of course, Genesis custom headers to allow you to create a custom header for any page on your website. And I gave it a 5 Dragon rating.
And I talked about WP Masonry layout, which gives you a Pinterest-style post grid with only a short code and a plugin. Gave that one a perfect 5 out of 5. Turbo SMTP allows you to email from your site with a real account. Gave that one a 4 out of 5. And WP Author Date and Meta Remover, what a lazy plugin that is. And it's also perfect at 5 out of 5.
Very nice. All right, and a little bit of a commercial for you. If you're tired of that old, same old stock photography, time for a change. Check out Canada Stock Photo, featuring great, unique stock photography. And coming soon after my trip, heading off to the Zipline Adventure Center here near us, I'm certain to have some really cool ziplining photos. So I'll be adding to the site. So check it out, canadastockphoto.com.
Yeah, somewhere in the jungle of Puerto Vallarta is my left lens of my sunglasses from ziplining.
Well, we have a great zipline adventure tour here on the island. And I think it's a good couple hours long, 6,000 foot zip lines, and then a couple of 500 foot zip lines.
6,000 foot zip line. Jeez. Well, if you don't want your wallet to have zip in it, then you'd want to use HostGator coupon plugin the next time you want to get some hosting for a client. You'll save 30% on any hosting plan, any term length, and heck, put that 30% in your pocket and just bill them for it anyway, huh?
You bet. All right, so if you're not getting enough daily WordPress news, check out the WP Plugins Daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And if you got a couple of minutes, we would greatly appreciate your reviews over on iTunes. Knock out those dead shows, blueberry.com or on Stitcher Radio.
That's right. And remember, you can interact with us on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z. And John, how can they contact us individually?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can drop me an email at john@wppro.ca.
Excellent. You can contact me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is at marcuscouch. And that's it.
That's all we've got for you then. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.
There we go.